This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Oh, hallelujah to you, Jesus. Thank you, Son of God. Praise Jesus. Praise Adonai. From the rising of the sun to his going down, Jesus shall be praised. Lord, we come this evening once again, for with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. In your light we see life. We have come to you to receive of you. He who searches the heart and not the rims of the heart is whom we have come before. You are the word of God. You are powerful. Your might and sharp two-edged sword. You divide between the thought and asunder. You reveal the secret dark of the heart. That you will shine your light again, Jesus. You will help us and raise up with judgment to overcome those things that are hid in our heart, that does not make our heart good. That you will show us great mercy. Show us great help in the spirit. That you are precursor to apprehend things. The purpose of you have apprehended, you've caused us to dig deep. And you might give room for you to avenge all your adversaries and all your enemies. That you grant greater grace to our soul, greater help to our soul. That you shake things that need to be shaken. You avenge things that need to be avenged. That you grant great help in the spirit. And show yourself strong in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your truth. And thank you for light and life. We honor you, Jesus. We give you praise, our Father. Honor, adoration. It be to you, Jesus. Glory to you, my Father. I wait on you, the angel of the Lord, this day that you bring forth breath. You supply spirit. Give me breath. Give me spirit. Let there be plenteous in the name of Jesus. Glory to you, my Father. Honor to you, Son of God. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. Thank God for another week that he has brought us able to receive from the Lord. And I'm grateful to Jesus for those mercies and those grace. Since the beginning of March, we have been looking at what it means to be a good creature. And to be a good creature is to be a good new creature. In the past 2 weeks, we have considered that to be a good new creature is to be godly. Yes, sir. And the Lord has shown us so much great mercy. Let me just start today from Romans chapter 2. From verse 2, we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit certain things. So these certain things are what he highlighted in chapter 1. And think that this, O man, that judge them which do such things, and do it the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God, or despise thou the riches of his goodness. So the riches of his goodness. Wisdom has riches. So the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long suffering. So I was saying that those are the things of God. His goodness, is forbearance and long-suffering. When you see all these things, they are fruits. All these things are also part of the fruit of the Spirit that he mentioned. Goodness, forbearance, long-suffering. These are all fruit of the Spirit. Ephesians 5 call it, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. But Galatians 5 called that thing love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness. The transformation of these things is to be meek. That's all goodness, long-suffering. They are all attributes of meekness. So, despite that, the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, these are all nature. They are nature of new creature and natures of the world to come. They are nature of new creature. Those are nature of goodness. There's a level of goodness. It's a nature of long-suffering and forbearance. And not knowing that the goodness of God leaded to repentance. So you can see the goodness of the Lord is supposed to lead. So the goodness of the Lord is supposed to lead a man. So what do you need to repent and repent is to turn.
Yes, sir.
Or to convert a heart. And eventually convert your nature. So to convert your heart and convert your nature. But after thy hardness and thy impertinent heart treasure up unto thyself, wrath against the day of wrath. So you can see a man can treasure up thy wrath. Wrath are also contrary nature. So you know, a wrath is a nature.
Yes.
To treasure up, you find that which are by nature children of wrath. So you know that a man can have good is a nature of new creature and nature of divine nature. But a man can also have wrath as a nature.
Yes, sir.
In Ephesians chapter 2. Among whom also we have, verse 3, among whom we have our confession in time past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desire of the flesh and of the mind. And we are by nature the children of wrath, even as others. So you can see that wrath can be a nature. By nature. Children of wrath. Also, you also read in the book of James chapter 1:20, say, for the wrath of man walketh not at the righteousness of God. So you can see the wrath of man is the nature. The wrath of man is a nature in man. So instead of being good, a man can have wrath as a nature. But they describe the nature of God as goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering. So you know that Peter was talking about that nature of long-suffering of God. There are men think that nature of long-suffering of God is slackness. But they don't know that it is long-suffering of God, not willing that any should perish. Because every man are on the lane of perishing. No, not that any man should perish, but they should all come to repent. So you can see that nature of long-suffering, forbearance, goodness. What just what he's saying, that Romans chapter 2, that the nature of God's goodness, knowing that the goodness of God, or what he's saying in verse 4, despite that the riches of his goodness, forbearance, long-suffering. So do not despise this nature. Because the riches of his goodness, the riches of his forbearance, the richness of his long-suffering, was supposed to be his things that you acquire by holding commandments. When God is training in mind the commandment of long-suffering, God is training you in the language of to suffer and still be kind. Long-suffering and kindness, forbearance and goodness. Goodness and forbearance. And when you are still forbearing, goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering, people are doing something to you, but you are forbearing them, long-suffering them, and you are still showing goodness. It's a training you to be good. They are trying to curse you, knowing that the goodness of God, you are doing that because you are exhibiting commandment of goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering. You're supposed to lead to repentance. That's why, one of the reasons why every demon will be condemned to second death, or they are already second death, where they are going to go, God has shown enough good, but they cannot repent. That's why nobody should arrive at this point. This point that Paul was describing in Romans 2 also described that thing in Hebrews 6. It is impossible for those who were once enlightened and tasted of the heavenly gift. Tasted of the heavenly gift. And we are made partaker of Holy Ghost. And have tasted good word of the Lord and the powers of the world to come. Good word of God and powers. Tasted the good word of God and powers. When you use the word and you move into the word of powers. So you know that the word of powers, are a place of covenant. You make covenant with God. Covenant with the laws of God. They are a word of powers. The word of God, the word and the power, the word and the power of the world to come. Can you see the word of God and the power of the world to come? So you can see the power of the world to come is the word of God. That's the word. And now we talk about the word to come. Whereof we speak, the word and the powers of the world to come. Can you see? And I've tasted the good word and the powers of the world to come. If they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing the creature to themselves, the Son of God afresh. So you see, all these things, they are the ministry of the Son of God.
Oh,
these are the things that the Son of God handle.
Yes, sir.
For those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly, Christ is earthly, earthen gift. But to taste of heavenly gift, to taste of heavenly, for Christ is earthy, is the new earth. But these people have tasted of the heavenly gift. Heavenly gift. I love that word. To taste of the heavenly gift. That thing we seem to wait on it, the heavenly gift. But I know to taste of the heavenly gift. To taste of the gift of heaven. The gift of heaven. What heaven gives? The heavenly. Heavenly gift. Heavenly gift. And we are made partakers of the Holy Ghost. This is not just being filled with the Holy Ghost. They partake of the Holy Ghost. That means they partake of the kingdom. These people are partaking of the kingdom. They are partaking of the kingdom. To partake of the Holy Ghost is to partake of righteousness, peace that is in the Holy Ghost. Then after that, and if you see, they put and in everyone.
Yes,
but when they got where they put capital A, meaning from here, this realm is higher than the previous thing they make mention of. Because you remember here, say living the elementary doctrine of Christ, principle of the doctrine of Christ has gone to perfection, not laying again the foundation or repentance on dead works, faith towards God, doctrine of baptism. Doctrine of baptism and laying of hands and the resurrection of the dead and eternal judgment. And this we do if God permits. For it is impossible for those who we are once enlightened. So you know that the first enlightenment comes when they give you spirit of wisdom and revelation that you may know the hope of your calling.
Yes, sir.
Ephesians chapter 1:18 is the once enlightened. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. The eyes of your understanding, being enlightened. That's your first illumination. That you may know what's the hope of His calling. You may know what is the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saint. And you may know what is the significance of His power towards us who believed, according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ, when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in heavenly places. So you can see to be once enlightened. And then, when you are once enlightened, you taste of the heavenly gift. To taste of the heavenly gift is to partake of the ministry that Jesus was raised up. You read about Ephesians chapter 1, verse 20. Which He wrought in Christ, when He raised Him up from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in the heavenly places. So you can see that partaking of the heavenly gift, to partake of what? Of Christ, resurrected Christ. Is to partake of resurrected Christ. That's the Christ. Christ is the heavenly gift. Christ is the heavenly gift. It's the one that has been raised. So that is Christ. So you open your eyes to partake of the heavenly gift. So the ones enlightened and made partakers, tasted, you have tasted of the heavenly gift, and we are made partakers of the Holy Ghost, tasted and partakers. So you know that these things are very, very strong, and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come. They shall fall away to renew them again to repentance, seeing they crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. So you can see that there are things that can cause a man to repent. Yes. And the call those that can cause a man to repent is God's goodness, forbearance, and long suffering. So the summation of all these things, called the not knowing that the goodness of God. So all these things are goodness of God. When they are teaching you the path of long suffering with forbearance, and they are telling you to be, when you are doing it, when you are forbearing and you are suffering long, you are showing kindness, is that they are wanting you to inherit the nature of goodness, which is against the wrath of man. Because wrath of man cannot work out righteousness. So we take the goodness of God, it will take the forbearance of God, it will take the long suffering of God with kindness of God, which is the goodness of the Lord in total, to cause repentance. And that's why we must be repenting when God is showing his goodness to us. We must not be adding. But you know, he said, but after thy idleness and impotent heart, treasure up to thyself, wrath. So essence of God's goodness is to cause heart to melt. It's to cause heart not to be adding.
Yes.
If you're a man that your heart is becoming hardened, you need to cry to Jesus. If people are suffering along with you, they are showing kindness, they are forbearing you, they are showing you goodness, but you are becoming more hardened. Your soul is not sensitive to it. Or God is showing you this thing, and your soul is not sensitive to it. Is that something's happening to your heart? Something's hardening your heart. And you're supposed to fight it. That you don't allow anything to harden your heart. Because what that thing is doing, that if you keep going against God's goodness, God's long suffering, God's forbearance and kindness, something is a view of repenting. Repenting is turning, conversion. Rather, something in you become more what? More insensitive. Something in the soul, the conscience, the heart, the mind, rot is building. And this is the day that God wants us to make us to be like the lamb. They are trying to make us to be like the lamb. Because when you get into the word of everlasting, the person that officiates the ministry of everlasting life is Lamb of God.
Yes,
to the end, is the Lamb of God. The revelation of the Son of God is the Lamb of God.
Yes, sir.
In the things everlasting is the Lamb of God.
Yes, sir.
Is the Lamb of God. Because it is the Lamb of God that can make you to be sinless. That can make you to be incorruptible. But it is the Lamb of God that can make you good. The Lamb of God. The Lamb of God. And there's something about the Lamb of God. The Lamb of God is a tender, meek, lowly being. And that's why you cannot be a person that resisted. You know, in the wilderness, they said they resisted the Holy Ghost. Jesus Christ also rebuked the Pharisee and the Sadducee. He said they resisted. Stephen was talking about that. He said, ye stiff-neck and uncircumcised in heart and ears. You do always receive the Holy Ghost. As your father did, so do ye.
And he said the condition where they can resist the Holy Ghost is because of stiff neck. What is stiff neck? And uncircumcised in heart and ears. Circumcised in heart and ears. I love that word. Circumcision of the hearts and ears. Ears must be circumcised for you to have access to the heart. You need to circumcise the ear to circumcise the heart. Because when the ears, it is not circumcised, you will not address things that are in the heart. The heart will not hear. The heart will not be receptive to receive things you need to receive and develop so that it can become good. It can be like the Father. It can be like God. But it cannot even aspire to be like Father and if God. He's not supposed to be like Christ. Christ must be formed in him. So he said that you always resist the Holy Ghost. So if a man can resist the Holy Ghost because of these two states of his heart, much more when it comes to the things of Christ.
Oh.
So they say the Father did that. So in the book of Hebrew, they also mention about that. As the Holy Ghost said, today if you hear his voice, add it not your heart. As in the provocation, in the day of temptation, the wilderness, when your Father tempted me, proved me, and saw my word 40 years. So can you see? So Holy Ghost was the one leading them in the wilderness. Say, as Holy Ghost has said, today if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the wilderness, in the day of temptation, the wilderness, when your Father tempted me and proved me and saw my word 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation and said, they do always err in their heart and they have not known my ways. So that's Hebrew 3, 9 to 10. So you can see, when you're a man that has capacity to be a man that can resist. One of the reasons why Jesus Christ taught his disciples, he said they should not resist evil. He said, but they should overcome evil with good. Like I was teaching, because they wanted them to be like their father. So one of the commandments that we made them good, he said it. From verse 38 and 39 of Matthew 5. Ye have heard that it has been said, an eye for an eye. That is law of Moses. And a tooth for tooth. So that is why the law could not bring men. The law is good. And the law is holy. And the law is spiritual. But it could not bring in men because of another law that is in men. That the law that is in men want men to pay evil for evil. You don't use anointing, authority, power of God. You use it to save men. We don't use it to destroy men. It must be redemptive. Because the nature of God's goodness, forbearance, and long suffering and kindness, God will not tell you to do good to men that persecute you. God will not tell you not to resist, not to resist evil, for I say unto you, for you have heard, Matthew 5, that have been said, for you have heard that it has been said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you that you should resist no evil. Don't resist it. Because they want to make you good. They want to turn your nature. Because all of us, we have nature of rot and nature of perishing. Because we have a nature. That's why I say, the rot of man does not work the righteousness of God. Oh. Normally, we have rot in us. Yeah. Every man has rot in him. Rot. That's why we are not good. That's one of the things. That's where our anger comes from. That's where our impulse just come. Those that come out of it, we come out of that fear, that fund. So God wants to make us good. How can God make a people that have rot and perishing on the inside make good? So they start you with Christ. For eyes on our eyes, a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you, that you receive no evil. But whosoever shall smite thee on the right cheek, turn to him the other. So when they say turn to him, it's not like when they slap you, show the other. What we mean to turn me what? Repay the person with good. Showing another side. Because what you have known is that you may pay evil with evil. May resist evil by rendering evil back to evil. So when you charge me, people also strike back. Because it's two for two.
Yes, so
when they strike you, you strike back. Joker said, don't do that. Rather than when they die, don't smack back because it's tooth for a tooth, eye for eye. But when they turn, you turn the second. That is a wisdom that is higher than sin and death. It's higher than hell and death. That is how to overcome. If you know, I was saying last time I came, I said, God wants to raise good men on earth so that evil men will not become worse and worse. We are reading for 2 Timothy chapter 3. So you remember?
Yes, sir.
From verse 12 of 2 Timothy 2. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and sedition was worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. That's why I'm telling you that you must not be hardened. When you do evil, God show you more good. You can be deceived as if God does not see it. Because when you do evil, God does not repay you back. So that's why you must understand the essence and the nature of God. You must understand the nature of God. That I do something wrong and you are expecting, you know, people like, some people use the law of karma. That's one of the reasons why I don't watch most of Nigerian movies. Or I don't watch most of American movie because people or Indian that when something when you have done evil you should reap evil. Oftentimes it does not work like that with God. For example, look at Paul. Paul said in 1 Timothy chapter 1, he said, "I'm a blasphemer and injurious, but I'll take mercy that God will show in me." God wants to show in me a pattern. That is verse 16. I before this cause I obtain mercy that in me for Jesus Christ may show forth all long suffering. So if it's all long suffering, all if it's long suffering, all forbearance and all goodness for a pattern to them who should hear after belief on him to life everlasting. And life everlasting is meant to do something, is to correct the wrath of man. And it's to correct perishing. So you also find perishing and rot. They make mention of it in John chapter 3. Shall not perish. They now say rot again. Maybe 32 or 33. Or condemnation. You find the wrath of God, the condemnation is on them. Rot and condemnation, they mention that. For God said not his son unto the world to condemn the world, but the world through him should be saved. He that believe on him is not condemned, that's verse 17. But he that believe not is condemned already because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten son of God. And his condemnation of light is come unto the world. Amen. Love rather than because of the light of God that indeed we are evils. He that believe on his son hath everlasting life, and he that believe not shall not see light. But the wrath of God abideth on him. So you see, from condemnation, from perishing, if you don't accept the God's goodness, God's forbearance and long suffering and kindness and love of God. Because so he called it for God so loved the world. God so loved the world. There is God's goodness, is God's forbearance, is God's kindness, is God's long suffering. That's what the love of God. That's supposed to cause men to repent and what? And not perish, but have everlasting life. Or men should not come to the wrath of God. Or men should not come into condemnation. So you can see that that's one reason why you may not even do two for a tooth, eye for an eye. But there's something because of the nature of God. Because of the nature of God, which David was baffled in Psalm 73. David was baffled of that. When he said that thing is a foolishness of art. When you become envious at the foolish, at the wicked, at them, when you see the prosperity of the wicked, and you become envious of them, because you are not wise, you do not know the nature of God, that why God is good to them is because God goodness, God forbearance, God long suffering, God kindness is that God wants to cause them to repent. God does not want the rot. God doesn't want any man to be under condemnation. God doesn't want any man to perish. Which Second Peter chapter 3 was talking about. That God is not slack concerning his promise as some men can slackness, but his long suffering, his patience, his forbearance, his loving, his kind towards what? Not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance, or all should come to life everlasting. Men should keep repenting. Keep repenting until you come to life everlasting. So Jacob said in that thing, for you have heard that there have been said unto you an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you that you resist not evil. Yeah. What is beatitude? Beatitude is to be like your father and to be like God. The blessed is to be good and to be perfect, like every even fellow like God. That's beatitude. He was showing the way is the attitude of them that are believing unto life everlasting.
Yes, sir.
The practice, the conversation of men that are believing into life everlasting. They are the conversation of heavenly.
Mm.
Just how you saw Michael when he came to collect the body of Moses. It obviously did not bring really accusation. But he said, yeah, Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, does not bring against him a real accusation, but said the Lord rebuked him. This is Jude. When you also look at Zechariah chapter 3 also, you saw the angel that protested. When Joshua was having a feeding garment and Satan stood at his right hand to resist him. You saw this angel too, Zechariah 3:1. And he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke you. O Satan, even the Lord that have chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a branch plucked out of fire? So when he said, and the Lord said, yeah, it's an angel. Just like exactly Jude, it was Zechariah 3. The Lord rebuke thee. Is not this a branch plucked out of fire? So they are teaching you. I said when they are going to teach you, well, turn your cheek. Is that they are teaching you heavenly conversation, which I call good conversation, which you call so your conversation with wisdom, meekness of wisdom in book of James 3:13-14. So you can see that this thing is a wisdom of meekness of God. Because God is greater than man. You know, Job was talking about that thing. Look at Job. He said, I know that God is answering man. That where am I? When he was talking to God, that God knows that he's more powerful. And that God is greater than man. That who is him that we talk back to God? Job was talking. So they begin to say, when we come into this good conversation, let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. So this meekness of wisdom is meekness of goodness, forbearance, long-suffering, kindness. That are supposed to be causing you. So you must not be a man. You are with brethren that have this quality. And you are not hasting to be like them. They are showing kindness towards you. And they are not resisting evil you are doing to them. As I'm talking, I was just remembering many things that some people did to me. And God will tell me not to be angry. Even when I want to defend myself, I will not have fortune to defend myself. It's not how I understand that God is trying to do something in my nature. God wants to alter my nature. It's alteration of my nature. And to take away something from my heart, to cause my heart to repent. Matthew 5:30. But whosoever shall smite thee on the right cheek, turn unto the other. And if any man will sue thee at the law, take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also. Whosoever shall compare thee to go a mile, go with him twice. Give unto him that asketh thee, and from him that will borrow of thee, turn not thy away. Ye have heard that it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. Pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be the children of your Father, which is in heaven. For he maketh his son to rise on the evil and on the good, and send rain on the just and unjust. If you love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the Republicans the same? If you salute your brethren only, what do you order? Do not even Republicans do so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. So it's also a journey from good into perfectness or perfection. From being good to becoming perfect. So let's go back to that Romans 2 that we are reading. Not knowing that the grace of the Lord leadeth to repentance, but after the hardness and impertinent heart, treasure up unto thyself rot. So please, don't treasure rot and keep perishing. Don't treasure rot, man. Don't use rot. Don't use the rot of man. Things of man, paying evil to evil, men, do you evil, and have malice against them. after forgiveness, begin to forgive of them, report them. Like, look at what Agin did. A pastor that invited to come and minister, and that for 3 days, they didn't give them food. And even he was still showing good to his wife. Even he asked a loaf of bread, and they broke and give his wife a larger portion of the bread. And he picked up his phone, 3 tries to call. But he said, we never use his hand to spoil or cause the downfall from that person. That would be the kind of heart. Baba Egin is a good man.
Yes,
that's a son of a new creature. That's a person that's in Christ. A lot of people think I'm a new creature. I'm born again. All things are passed away. They must really show this is how they make a man good. So that's why no man is good.
Yeah.
Because I said, no man is good except God. Because it's only God that you are messing up and he's still showing you goodness.
Yeah.
He's still forbearing you. He's still learning love from him and showing kindness. He causes rain to rain upon the good and the evil. God kept on God's sun is sunshine. He said, that's how the Father is, because the Father is good and perfect. Those are nature that we must develop. We must do commandment to be like that. But they that hardness and business out of treasure of themselves against the rod of the day of revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds, to whom who by patient continuing well doing, see for glory, honor, immortality, eternal life. To them who by patient continuing well doing, seek. So when you keep doing well, when you like to do well, doing well, seek for glory, honor, and immortality, eternal life. Can you see when you are being good, you will come into immortality. You will come into glory. You will come into honor that God gives. You come into immortality and you're going to have eternal life. It's through that way. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul, man that doeth evil, of the Jews first and also the Gentile. But glory, honor, and peace to every man that walketh good. So, you know, in that people's place, they say, to them who by content by well doing. What is the well doing there? The mention of the well doing here. To every man that walketh good. So the well doing is to walk good. Verse 7 says, to them who by patience continue in well doing, see for glory, honor, and immortality is our life. Unto them that are contentious, but do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, inglation, and wrath, tribulation, anguish to every soul that doeth evil, to the Jew first and to the Gentile. So verse 7 talk about those who continue, patient continue in well doing. They see for glory, honor, immortality, eternal life. So verse 10, it says glory, honor, what? Immortality.
Yes, sir.
In verse 7, but verse 10, but glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good. But he said that to them who continues in well doing. So the well doing is working good. This is my beloved son. He want well, please. Well doing. Continue well doing. Continue well doing me. Continue doing and working good. To work good is to work the will of God from good unto acceptable. So, but glory, honor, and peace to every man, every man, every man, every man. So they want every man that worketh good. So you won't have glory, you have honor, you have peace. You have glory, you have honor, you have immortality, eternal life. If working at that which is good. And you can't work that which is good. God must work in you to work that which is good. You'll find out in Hebrews 13 and you'll find out in Philippians. For it is God that worketh in you both to will and to do. I say to work that which is good is to work the will of good will of God.
Yes, sir.
For it is God that which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Philippians 2 and verse 13. And this is Hebrews 13, 20. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of everlasting covenant, make you perfect. So this soul have attained good, make you perfect in good, or make you perfect in that good which are worketh in you. To perfect the good in you.
Yes, sir.
So you can see the mystery of the Father will make you good. And attain to level of perfect.
Yes.
But when you come into the midst of God, it will, God perfects both the good and the perfect of the Father. God is a perfection of the good that the Father and the perfect gift of the Father. God come to perfect it. God is the seal of perfection on good and perfect of the Father. Good and perfect works of the Father in you. God is the seal of perfection. So now the God of peace that brought again from the dead of the Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the flock, through the blood of the covenant, make you perfect in every good work, to do his will. Working in you, he will work in you that which is well-pleasing by well-doing, continuous in well-doing. Make you perfect in a good work to do his will. Working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever. Your Christ is a well-pleaser of God. Your Christ, he pleased God well unto the end. So he said, the way your Christ pleased God well, God, through the blood of everlasting covenant, we perfect the good work to do the will of God. And as you know, God is working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. That means, to whom be glory means you are going to come to a place. When he finished doing all the will of him in such time, what? He received glory, honor, and immortality, eternal life. Jesus Christ received glory, honor, and what? Peace. So that's why now the God of peace.
Yes, sir.
Jesus Christ, by where continuous in where doing, he kept on doing where doing. Or Jesus Christ kept on working that which is good. And by reason of that which is good, they gave him glory forever and ever. They gave him honor forever and ever. They gave him what? They gave him peace forever and ever. They gave him immortality ever and ever. And they gave him eternal life ever and ever. That's what they gave to our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes,
you saw it in 2 Peter 1:17-16. For we have not followed the verse available when we made known unto you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, whom we were eyewitness of his majesty. So Jesus Christ became majesty. I will know of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory. When there came such a voice to him from excellent glory, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Talk at this something. When he received from God the Father honor and glory, he has pleased the Lord. When he got to Jordan, this is my beloved son, who I am well pleased.
Yes,
when he moved God to the government of congregation, he became well pleased. And what did he do? He continued well doing, and he walked that which is good and well pleasing in the sight of God. Please, the issue is that you must continue. You don't become good by not continuing. So that's why I'm saying that in Christ you attain a good. A new creation man is a good man, because all the creation of God are good. But it's also to continue in well doing. Continue the will of God. Keep the commandment of faith, hope, and charity, and you attain a godly soul. Then don't stop. Continue in goodness. Continue in long suffering. Continue in forbearance. Continue in showing kindness. Continue in gentleness. Continue in meekness and lowliness. These are good. Continue in them. Continue. When you're continuing there, you're doing well, doing. Continue. Every opportunity, occasion provide you to be meek, be take the fall. Occasion permits you to become lowly. See, opportunity brings to you to be more gentle. Take advantage of it. Don't resist things. Don't resist. When people take advantage of you, don't take resist them. When people think you're a fool, don't resist it. Because you want to be good like your father. When you do that, because you are a seeker of glory. You are a seeker of honor. You are a seeker of peace. You are a seeker of glory, honor, immortality, and eternal life. And how you seek them is by continuing in well-doing and continuing in walking that which is good. Join together with God. God is the one that walketh in you, both to will and to do of good. Work together as God is showing to you. God giving, God work it in you. Cooperate with God. One thing again said, he said, there's nothing that God will tell him to do that God knows that I cannot do it. Because God is not a God by his nature. He can't tell you to do something that you know you can't do. If God asks you to do something because you know you can do it,
yes.
You know you can have grace to do it. There are grace available. All what you to ask is, oh God, I will do this thing. I receive grace to do it. Open my heart to do it. I believe I will do it. Lord, I receive willingness to do it. I was saying, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat. Lord, I'm willing and obedient. I receive evidence of how to do it. And you keep praying and pray and consecrate your heart. Consecrate your heart, consecrate your heart. And you see yourself doing it. Don't murmur, God, I can't do it. Don't complain. Don't disagree. God, you know I can't do it. I can't do this kind of thing. Don't say so. You should believe your heart that because it's commanded, you can do it. Keep the commandment. Do it. Keep the commandment unto the end. And keep doing what God is revealing. How we repent. That will depend. How we convert. How they turn us. The word repentance means to turn. The word repentance is to convert you. How they will convert our nature of ungodliness, unrighteousness, our nature of corruption, our nature of rot is by continuing we're doing. Matthew 19, verse 16. I'm seeing the beatitude, that the essence of beatitude that tend to make us good and perfect. Matthew 5, 6, 7. They are everlasting conversation that will make men good and perfect. You need a peaceful life to teach them. You need prophetic spirit to teach that book. So Matthew 19 from 16. Joker started it with divorce. I just said I should talk about this. People came to Jesus to come and ask him, is it okay? And after it came to pass, because Joker is in chapter 18, he taught them about forgiveness.
Yes, sir.
Peter came to Jesus in verse 21 of 18. In verse 14, he talked about the will of your Father which in heaven is that none one of the little ones should perish. So God wants to deal with perishing. And that was addressing things that make men perish. And it's on that ground that if two of us shall agree on anything, as touching anything, if we ask, it shall be done for us by our Father which is in heaven.
Yes.
So where two or three people are gathered together, it's in the midst of them. Verse 20. Then verse 21, Peter said, then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me? How often? And I should forgive him. Till seven times? Verse 22. Jesus answered unto him, I say not unto thee seven times, but unto 70 times seven. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king, which would take account of his servant. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him, which owed him 10,000 talents. But as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children, and all that he had, and payment to be made. And the servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me. When you are patient with people, have patience with me, I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion, patient compassion, and loosed him. And forgave him the debt. So he did not only have compassion on him. He did not only have patience on him. He forbear. He suffered along with him. He also canceled the debt. He showed him kindness. So because Joker started to teach Peter about forgiveness, this thing that Joker was teaching here is also in beatitude.
Yes, sir.
The prayer, what they call disciple prayer. People call it the Lord's Prayer. It's not the Lord's Prayer. It's disciples' prayer. Joker was teaching his disciple because they came to Joker. John taught his disciple to pray. Lord, teach us to pray. So it's disciples' prayer.
Yes, sir.
So one of the things he said there in verse 12, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Joker taught it.
Yes, sir.
He's one of the tenets of disciple prayer.
Yes.
You can't be a disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ, a man that is knowing truth, a man that have contained the word and they are knowing truth. Truth is the law. And you don't know how to forgive debts. You don't know how to forgive those trespasses against you. You're a man that keep record. Because it says that what Peter was asking, that how many times should I keep record of wrong and I should stop forgiving? But charity keep no record of wrongdoing. When you keep record after, you don't know to stop counting it again. It's 70 and 70 in a day. Because they want to make you to attain good. Matthew 6:12. These are all beatitude teaching.
Yes, sir.
Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtor. Lead us unto temptation, but lead us from evil. Can you see? Sometimes when you refuse to forgive men, you are falling yourself under temptation. And James said, God cannot tempt, neither can God be tempted, neither does he tempt any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away by his own lust. Lost desire and is enticed. So you can see what brings temptation. It's our things. It's the wrath of man. It's hardness of man. It's impotence of heart of man. Men have treasured up things again and again. So if you don't know how to forgive debtor, you will fall into temptation.
Oh.
You fall into temptation of evil.
Yes, sir.
You remember? Paul also says the same thing in 1 Timothy chapter 6, from verse 5. But godliness with contentment is a great gain. Verse 6. For we brought nothing unto this world. It is certain we carry not nothing. You must know this. So that you are able to know how to show people good.
Yes.
Because people will show you nonsense. Sometimes you can want to repay back evil. You must know that here we have not the continuous city.
Yes, sir.
Nothing. We have nothing. We brought nothing here. And we are not going to take anything. The only thing that when we came to the earth, the only thing we came with is we came with our spirit and our soul. Uh-huh. Even our body was given to us here on earth by our parents. They are the father of our flesh. They gave us our earthly body. What we came with, your spirit came with your soul. And that what you should return back to God. He said in the book of Ecclesiastes, he said spirit and soul return back to God. We brought nothing. You didn't bring clothes here. You didn't bring clothes when you are coming. You didn't bring car. You didn't bring money. You didn't bring house. You didn't bring opportunity. You didn't bring title. You didn't bring certificates. These are things that make us not to show goodness and mercy. He felt that if I give it out, if I let him take advantage of me, what will I have? You didn't bring anything, my brother. When they take it away, you didn't bring anything. You're not going to carry anything. That fear, if they take advantage of me, don't worry. But you brought nothing onto the wall, and it's something we shall carry nothing. Having food and raiment. So you can even say so. Look, I thought if your enemy be hungry, give him to drink in bad beatitude.
Yes, sir.
If they want to take you to court, to law, I want to collect your clothes, so give them your cloak.
Also.
So even when it comes to necessity of life, that we things that will cost you, oh God Almighty, if you cost you your food and your, those are the things. These are things that the guy teach us about in Matthew chapter 6. Think not of what to eat, what to wear. And think not of tomorrow. Paul said, even the guy taught it in the book of Matthew, in Matthew 5, and say, if they will take away your clothes, your enemy is hungry, feed them, even if that's the last thing that you have. If they ask of you, do not withhold. And that's why it's a commandment that widow have to pay. Because the prophet Elijah asked him, go and give him water. He's going to go and bring water. He asked of him. And as we're going, I have nothing to eat. He gave it to him. Gospel, in this last day, these are commandments. Yeah. These are conversational. Yeah. If you don't do this thing, you will grow worse. Your nature of rot will become more worse. You see, in the days to come, we are going to have many people that will not have food to eat. And you too may not have much. But you must share what you have.
Yes, sir.
You must share. As long as they ask you. Because by the time God starts shaking the earth and shake the heavens. And if spirit, when he shake the heavens, one day will start falling on the earth. They say, woe to them that are on the earth.
Yes.
There will be more trouble on earth that men will look to their gods, what they are called God. They will see angry pain. Things are going to happen on the earth, oh, my brother. But that's why God wants us to make us good. Because you will not say, this is only what I'm left. You see, this water is just about to finish. Like that we do. And say, I can't give you. It's just me and my wife. There, Satan will take advantage of our nature. Because Satan wants to drive humanity to an extreme end. That God will have to shake the earth. But the only way that men will turn in those days, they will turn to God. Because every man is keeping his own life.
Mm-hmm.
But some people must have obeyed God that they become so good that we become like their heavenly father. That they saw that they have little, they will still give that little away. They won't just have little. Because whosoever keep his life shall lose it.
Yeah.
And whosoever shall lose his life shall find it. Because you're supposed to lose it. Those are seasons of conversation that we're going to do to find everlasting life.
Oh.
We are not going to find everlasting life in peace. We are going to fight everlasting life in the midst of turmoil, tribulations, shakings of earth, where there will be adverse effect on people of the earth. But because we are a people that have obeyed God, there are going to be grace. But that grace does not mean that we are going to have plenty, but there will be grace to obey God and to do the will of God in that season. Because that's how, I would say, too much tribulation, we enter the kingdom.
Yeah.
There will be a pressure on us to enter the kingdom. These are wisdom that we must know that nobody will come to everlasting life. Nobody will come into salvation. Nobody will come into corruptibility. You have to go through the crucible. To go through the crucible. The crucible is the place of making. It's the place of making. It's the place of where they make men that will make good. It's in where continue where doing. You either continue well doing. Those are the ones that can receive eternal life, immortality, incorruptibility, everlasting life. So he told that servant in that Matthew that we're reading, Matthew 18. So he talked about a parable, how many times I should forgive. And the servant there fell down and worshiped him and said, Lord, have mercy, patience of me, and I will pay thee. Or that the Lord, that servant was moved with compassion, loosed him and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out. He was teaching you that this, your Lord forgive you every time you fall down. But the same servant went out and found one of his own fellow servants, which owed him 100 pennies. And he lay hand on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me that word. And the fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison, till he shall pay the debt. So when his fellow servant saw what was done, they were very sorry, and came and told unto his their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after he had called him, said unto him, oh, thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desired me. Shouldn't not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wrought and delivered him to the tormentor, till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do unto you, if you from your heart forgive not everyone his brother that trespasses. I think your Father will deliver you into tormentors. Since you say you can pay your debt, since you don't want to have compassion, patience, goodness, long-suffering. So it was on this ground that they moved into chapter 19. Why you should not give divorce to your wife. Even if you caught your wife in the very act of adultery, your wife fall down and ask for forgiveness, you must forgive and keep loving her. And you must not just keep her in the house and begin to show her pepper. But Bible says now you have to, okay, I don't want to be committed to a tormentor, but you're going to stay in the house. But you stop loving her, you stop washing her, you stop caring for her, you stop being tender towards her. It was on that ground that you got brought that verse 19. It was the beatitude. It was like your Father do not deliver you. So Peter asked this. The disciples also now came to John. And it came to pass that when John has finished these sayings, because maybe some of the disciples were looking about somebody that do divorce. And he departed from Galilee, came on to the coast of Judea beyond Jordan, and great multitude followed him, and he hid them. And the Pharisee also came unto him, tempting him, and saying unto him, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? And he answered and said unto him, have you not read that he would make them at the beginning, made them male and female? And said, for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they twin shall be one flesh. Therefore they are no more twin, but one flesh. What therefore God have joined together, let no man put asunder. No man. They say unto him, why did Moses then commanded to give a writing of divorcement and to put her away? And he said unto them, Moses command because of the hardness and impenitence of your heart. Can you see? That man stopped being good.
Yeah.
Man could not learn good. The law of Moses was good. And supposed to bring man is holy and is spiritual. And is supposed to bring ordained to life. Supposed to make them to be good at art. But because of hardness, like Romans chapter 2, and impetus art.
Yeah.
It's hardness of art. Hardness of art. Men are hard in their heart. Men are unforgiving. Men don't know how to forgive debts. Really, in the beginning, God don't want anybody to divorce his wife or anything. There's no any sin greater than what Eve did to Adam. He said, she gave him and he ate it. Adam told her to divorce Eve. But it didn't even come in the mind of Eve because he had fellowship with God so much that his heart is good. Even though they are falling, the spirit died and God cast out to the garden. And they sold them, but Adam did not think of divorcing his wife. They still live 9 and something years together. Because they started counting their age after their fall.
Yes, sir.
They were not numbering their age before they fell. Because after they fell, they started counting age downward. And they live 9 and something years together. And never crossed off divorcing him. Rather that he gave her another name. He gave her a pet name. His mother of all the living when she gave birth. After the fair, it was still honoring her, taking care of her. So you can see, you must not to show compassion to your wife. You must show patience. Like that servant does not have patience on that servant. Does not consider to have to have patience on your bro or your fellow servant. You have to have compassion and forgiving on good and do good to him. God's people, husband and wife, the best you should do good is your marriage, Joe. Maybe you have a wife that is stubborn. Keep doing her good. You have a wife that is unreasonable. Keep doing her good.
Wow.
Don't pay her back in her coin. You have a wife that is not submissive. That does not mean she should keep loving her, though she's not submissive. Learn, become good. A good man who can find. Become a good man. You're a woman. Your husband is not a good husband. You, being good. You, keep showing much medicine. Your husband will not give you money. And you can work. Have money. Use your money to feed the man. Keep being good to her. Work. Make money your money. And use your money to take care of the house. Use it to take care of. Not only take care of the house, the money, buy things for your husband. Let your husband know that what you spend is you. Keep being good to your husband. You are training yourself and healing yourself, and you are repenting of rot of man. In every man is to revenge. In every man is to resist evil. God's people, this is how we are going to be conscious of God, though.
Yes,
that we are going to shine as salt and light in the midst of crooked and perverse nation. This is how we are going to, deal with corruption. This is how we are going to deal blow on corruption. This is how we are going to deal blow on perishing. When men are becoming worse and worse, this is how we are going to rescue men from becoming worse and worse. This is how we should deal with unreasonable men.
Yes, sir.
Men that are unreasonable. Men that are unreasonable, men that have no faith. This is how to deal with them. They are unreasonable. They don't have faith. This is the power of redemption.
Yes, sir.
This is the power to change nations. This is the power to change nations. This is the power to change natures. We're supposed to increase in good, the good of Christ, the good of the Father, and come into the seal of goodness of God, where God seals us with his goodness. So it was on that account. Can you see? Wherefore, they are no more twin, but one flesh. What God have joined together, no man put asunder. Verse 7. They say unto him, why did Moses then command to give a writing of divorce and to put away? He said, Moses, because of the hardness of your heart, suffer you to put away your wives. But from the beginning, it was not so. But I say unto you, whosoever therefore shall put away his wife, but I say unto you, whosoever therefore shall still put his wife for fornication, except for he be for fornication, and shall marry another committed adultery. And whosoever shall marry her, which is put away, does commit adultery. The disciples said unto him, if the case of the man be so with his wife, it is not good. Can you see? But that's what is good. It is not good to marry. So God designed marriage to make you good, not to make you do your own thing.
Marriage is good.
Marriage is good. It is not good for man to be alone. So God brought marriage to make men good. It's work. It's labor.
Yeah.
When you transfer marriage, you become good. Make it to be a good creature. And eventually, you're going to be a good being like God. Like your father, which is in heaven.
Wow.
But he said unto them, all men cannot receive this saying. He said, look at this. What is that saying? What is that saying? Verse 8 and 9.
Yes, sir.
But because hardness of your heart, suffer you to put away your heart. But from the beginning, it was not so. But I say unto you, whosoever shall put away, but I say unto you, that whosoever put his wife, except me for fornication, and shall marry another, commit adultery. And whosoever shall marry her, which is put away, does commit adultery. His disciple therefore said unto him, if the case of a man be so with his wife, it is not good to marry. But he said unto them, all men cannot receive this saying, save death to whom it is given. They are giving it to you. If they give it to you, God wants to make you good.
Uh-huh.
That's why you see, this is judgment of God, though. That's when you get to heaven. Man can't judge anyone, but when you sit to heaven and you see some pastor, Gio, that did not obey these commandments, and you see unbeliever that obey it, maybe at last breath, he just accepted it because in the point of death, jokers had come to encounter people. In the last minute, when they want to pass away, they see jokers appear to people. If jokers could appear to men, they were disobedient. In the days of Noah, some people, when they say, I don't believe you, they are stubborn people. But about that to pass, the joker appeared and say, I believe in Jesus in their heart, because without man believe it, they believe that and they die. And you see stuff, but you now see that some of them are greater than some pastor. Because when they are there, they did some work. And the pastor, Gio, refused to do it. Gio was quick to put away his wife. And sometimes what they put away their wife for is because of the hardness of their heart. They say they have no irreconcilable difference. Nothing is irreconcilable when your heart is tender and good. And repentance. Your heart can easily repent. Why you say irreconcilable? Because your heart is not repentant.
Yes, sir.
And because you don't know how to read God's goodness, that's what will cause you to repent, to turn your heart. For there are some eunuchs which were so born from their mother's womb, and there are some eunuchs who we are made eunuchs of men, and there were some eunuchs which are made themselves, you know, for the kingdom of heaven's sake. He that's able to receive it, let them receive it. Then we are there brought unto him, little children, that he should put his hand on them and pray, and disciple rebuke them. But Joker said to him, suffer little children, forbid them not to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. And he laid his hand on them, and they hour and departed hence. And behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? So can you see? Say, what good shall I do to have eternal life? Yes. You'll find what good thing you should do. Romans chapter 2. To them who by patience continue in well doing, see for glory, honor, immortality, eternal life. Then verse 10, 11. But glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good. So Jokai told him, you can't seek eternal life like that. You can't see glory and honor and eternal life like that. You need to see glory, honor, and peace first. Because life and peace, I thought about life and peace. What you need first of all is peace. Glory, honor, and peace, which is Christ first. Yes, to every man. And he said, and to achieve that, you walk righteousness and godliness. Could you call righteousness and godliness? Call it, he said, it's the walking of good. To the Jew first, then to the Gentile. Romans 2. To the Jew first, then to the Gentile. For there is no respect of persons with God. So God will never respect you. So you can't have the good of God if you have not done this good out. Yeah, so God have respect on people that work at good things. That's what the Father have respect for. So now to that Matthew 19. So it was on that account. And one came up to him and said, good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? So we have read from Romans chapter 2, from verse 7 there. Those who too patient continue in well doing. And well doing is to do the will of God. And then verse 10 and 11 say, glory, honor, peace to every man that worketh good. What good thing must I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, why callest thou me good? There's no good but one, that is God. But he that we are enter into life. So Jokers understand that what good thing must I do there is what can I do to enter into life?
Yes, sir.
You want eternal life, but you need to start with good. Good thing must I do. I read for us last time from Deuteronomy chapter 30. I put set before you the life and good. Choose life that you might live. See, I've said before, this is the good, life and good. So you got to enter into life is to enter to good, which is Christ here. Yeah. What is good is Colossians chapter 1, 3, verse 3 and 4.
Yes, sir.
Christ is alive, which is in Christ. So he told him, why call me thou good? There's none good except God. But you that we enter into life, keep the commandments. He said unto you, thou shalt do no murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt bear no false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother. And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The young man said unto him, all these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I? Just said unto him, if thou would be made perfect. Perfect in the good of Christ. Unto a bond of perfection. Because this commandment, love thy neighbor as thyself, is charity. The end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart. And a good conscience and fail on faith. So these are just these commandments. The young man said unto him, if thou be made perfect, go and sell thy heart. Give to the poor. Thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come and follow me. And when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possession. And Jesus said unto his disciples, verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And I said again, it is easier for a camel to go through the eyes of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. So he said, use the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. So the kingdom of heaven is the kingdom of the Father and God. And to enter the kingdom of heaven, to enter the good of the Father and enter the good of God. But you must also enter into life first, which is the good of Christ. So enter life is the kingdom of Christ. All of them are kingdom, but you talk about different strata in the kingdom. What is the kingdom of Christ? It's 30-fold. What's the kingdom of heaven? It's the kingdom of the Father, 60-fold. What's the kingdom of God? It's 100-fold. When you hear the kingdom of God, is like a man upon his seed, first the blade, the hair and come 30-fold, 60-fold, whatever. So that means Christ,
yes, sir.
60 is Father, 100 is God. That's the fullness of the kingdom. That's why the kingdom is not like there's three kingdoms, there's only one kingdom. But the kingdom is a measure. Yes. The first is Christ. When Christ is forming, you have entered the kingdom into 30-fold. Mm. When you become good like your Father in heaven, you have entered into what? 60, everlasting life. When you are, but God doesn't want you to have everlasting. I've come that you may have life. I have it more. I have it more abundantly. Because it's the mystery of God, the mystery of the Father, the mystery of Christ. It's his threefold kingdom. It's a threefold kingdom. There are three different measures of life that you must come into. So 30-fold is Christ's formation of life inside of you. It's the good of Christ. 60-fold is the good. Another fold is the good of God. And you say, a man have arrived at 100-fold. A man have arrived at eternal life. You have to have life in his fullness, eternal life. You have attained life unto the promise of God. But I hope you are understanding this thing. They want us to become good like our Father and good like God. Joker said it in John 10. I go to my Father and to your Father, to my God and your God. But your soul must go by ascending. In that John 20, 17, and said, oh, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to tell my brethren and say unto them, I ascend to my Father, your Father, to my God, and your God. Those are the entities of the world to come, the ends of the creator, the ends of the earth and heavens. A big amen.
Amen.
We continue next time. The Lord bless you, keep you, and cause his face to shine upon you. In Jesus' name.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akinyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.